as we heard earlier, Dublin City Council's plans to restrict car access in the city centre will go ahead next month, although traders have been warning about the potential impact on their businesses. Now, some changes have been made to the plan. Many of the new restrictions will be in force from 7 to 7 only. And Council Chief Richard Shakespeare says no city centre car park will be rendered inaccessible. So it all comes into effect on the 25th of August. And let's hear now from one of those with concerns, Jean McCabe, Chief Executive of Retail Excellence Ireland. So they have made some changes to the plans, Jean McCabe, and there's going to be a monitoring group on the impact on retail run by the Lord Mayor. Is that enough?
Good morning, Anya. Look, we're disappointed that the pause wasn't put in place. And I think it's important to note that we've always supported the objective of the plan, which is a vibrant and thriving Dublin city centre. But we just haven't been supportive of how it's been approached. And retailers haven't been part of the conversation in the way they should have been. And I can say there's been a lot of business concerns ignored and a lot of unanswered questions. And I acknowledge the offer from GCC to be part of the working group to monitor the implementation of the plan. But unfortunately, it all resembles a bit of the horse before the cart. And look, we will work with them to ensure its implementation in a very considerate way. But it would have been more prudent to measure twice, cut once, and the pause would have facilitated that and to ensure success.
Yeah, and there could have been more input earlier on, of course, from retailers at the public consultation stage. But we are where we are. Now, the plan is, I mean, the aim of this is to limit through traffic going through town, because that's part of the problem, isn't it? 60% of the traffic in Dublin city centre, its destination isn't the city centre. Maybe in the end, by bringing more people into town who just want to be there, that's going to be good for retail.
Yeah, I think what's important to consider here, that car user represents over a quarter of the spend in the city. While it might be a small proportion of customers coming in, they represent a huge cohort of the spend. And actually, our members would say that represents actually about 40% of the transactions that they see in their businesses are coming in for the car customer. So what's key here now is that communication and the ease of use and how that customer gets into the city is really clear and transparent and
absolutely, that
it's easy and accessible.
And if I go into the city now, for instance, and walk up and down Grafton Street, Adrian Weckler was treating last night about 9 boarded up shops. So there's a bigger problem to be addressed here, isn't there?
There is. And that's been the argument all along, is we requested the pause to allow for a very considered implementation of the plan, to have all the pieces in place before the go button is pressed. But unfortunately, we're not in that situation, and now we're kind of in a reactive state on how we can ensure that city centre trade isn't affected, because as we all know, the city centre is too fragile at the moment to allow for a trial and error approach.
Okay, well, let's hope it all leads to some improvement for customers and retailers. The proof will be in the pudding from the end of next month. Jean McCabe, Executive Officer with Retail Excellence Ireland, thank you.